Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here on Free Talk Live, the number 855-450-3733. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The number 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. So, apparently, Noam Chomsky and J.K. Rowling and a variety of other leftist luminaries have come out and said that cancel culture has gone too far.
No.
So first off, we have to define most of these things before we even go any further. So leftists have gotten really weird, especially the young ones. And I blame the colleges where the professors are now crying that they can't talk about things because they're triggering everybody. You know, like everybody's
they brought that on themselves.
Right. Everybody's been created so incompetent that they can't even hear opinions that are not their own. If they're unable to defeat the opinion, then they are angry and sad and need a little time with the Legos in the quiet room or whatever. What's the safe space?
Safe space.
Well, Noam Chomsky, no shrinking violet, he has always been a leftist and believes that cancel culture has gone too far. Now, what is cancel culture? Cancel culture means that instead of arguing with somebody or, you know, making a point or whatever with somebody who disagrees with you, you simply shut them down. They can no longer speak. They should you take their post or their whatever it is, and you say that it's racist or whatever, and you complain to Facebook or YouTube, whatever the case, whatever you got to do to shut them up, you shut them up. Yeah, it makes college professors don't get hired that don't agree with whatever the philosophy is du jour.
Is cancel culture a market phenomenon?
It is.
Did you see it that way?
Yeah, I think you could see it as a market phenomenon. And that's why
boycotts are legitimate, right? You don't like what a company's doing. You go like, let's all not shop there. You don't like what a professor is saying. Like, let's
I'd
not
say
let
it spans both. I mean, it's partly a market phenomenon, but I'm really familiar with cancel culture in colleges, which are primarily a government phenomenon. So, you know, silencing a speaker from your campus is a lot more government oriented than market oriented.
Yeah, and basically, in my opinion, it's just people that don't want to talk. And we almost never get leftists on this show. We get righties to call in and disagree. Now, sure, they'll use some leftist tactics sometimes, but nonetheless, they're willing to call in and talk. Righties are much better about their opinion, whatever it is.
Articulating?
Articulated than the leftist is. They're just going to be like, I can't listen.
Clack. Oh, lower agreeability.
Yeah. Let's go to Dustin calling in from Kansas. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was hoping to tell the protesters to maybe fight for the Tea Party. Because that never got brought up, but it's an influence of asking for what they're wanting as government change, and I'm working on it. I'm working on it myself, but the protesters have something to fight for as a Tea Party.
Are you talking about the historical Tea Party or like the contemporary Tea Party movement of a few years ago?
A few years ago, the Tea Party movement.
Okay.
I've got my plans forever, but anybody else that the reason they're fighting for the protesters, government change.
So you want the protesters to align more with the Tea Party movement?
Or at this point,
wouldn't it be better if the Tea Party movement made a resurgence and aligned themselves with the protesters? Because they kind of slinked back.
Right. Right, but to get as many efforts to ride into Capitol Hill for whoever's going to be the founder. It's the newest Tea Party. Just heard a couple of years ago that they have to change by the way the Constitution. No judge can remember one paragraph. I've offered 12 laws of 10 Commandments, do not do list of criminal court charges to be printed and given to the public, and then law number 12, corruption monitoring. So that's all. That's all I had to do. But
so
I've come
are you
up,
saying? Are you saying that the Tea Party and the Black Lives Matter have common cause in sort of monitoring corruption?
I don't think it's corrupt. I think if we got the artwork that asked for Tea Party, maybe the banners and all that taxed enough already. I mean, I believe in Black Lives Matter, but also that the corruption monitoring that I hear that the cops are forming a union like white
cops. Oh, they have unions already.
A racial white tie cops union that brings on persecution to all the. To what they how they're acting.
I don't think at this point you're going to convince Black Lives Matter to, you know, drop that banner and raise the Tea Party flag.
No, I don't think so.
But you may be able to get the Tea Party people to come back out and start protesting in support.
I think that there's so many fundamental differences in the two groups that all you could do is sort of sit on the sideline and say, yeah, or maybe write some letters to your politicians, whatever you can do. If they feel enough pressure, then you'll see some change, whatever that change might be. I'm hoping that change is positive.
It's no longer enough to just not be racist, Mark. You have to be actively anti-racist.
Whatever the hell that means.
You have to be an ally.
Right. Have to run around believing Marxism in order to be not racist or something. Thanks for the call, Dustin. Let's go to Pat calling in from Grand Rapids. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I'm not Grand Rapids. I'm up in the Thunder Bay, Northern Michigan.
Oh, terribly sorry.
That's no bad, no foul. Yeah, I just thought maybe your audience would be intrigued and perhaps enlightened by a little base root of the language, politics.
Okay,
that comes from the Greek word poly, which is many, and tics, which is pretty much self-explanatory.
The bloodsuckers? Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. Politics is definitely a lot of bloodsuckers.
Appreciate the call, Pat. I do like that that definition. There's another Groucho Marx one, which is like politics is the art of finding problems everywhere,
applying the solution poorly or something.
Poorly applying the solution or something like that. I'd have to look it up. I'll tell the joke the next go around. Because, I can't remember it clearly.
And it reminds me of the government is a group of people most noticeably ungoverned.
Indeed. Well, that really is the thing, is if you think about how states, and specifically sovereign states like the United States, China, Russia, but you can look throughout history and see these organizations deal with each other, they really are dealing in a realm where they have no, like the only, might makes, truly does make right in this realm, because they're going to, the powerful one's going to get what they want.
Well, I've always said might doesn't make right, but it does make it so.
Well, it's easier to wield more might when you don't have the ordinary person striking out against you. Like, if I see any other gang inducing violence in my neighborhood, I'm going to do something about it. I'm at least going to complain to other people about it. Whereas if they have a shiny badge, no one complains.
Right. And, when it comes to governments out there, you can see that they have very little accountability on a foreign policy basis. There's no world court that really handles these things.
Well, that's how you can tell it's not terrorism. That's how you can tell it's not terrorism, is because it's performed by a government.
Yeah, that's the one way to know.
That's the definition.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seized $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And let's get into this this letter from about that Noam Chomsky and this variety of other leftists put out. I'll get into it here in just one second, but I want to tell you about Divi. That's D-I-V-I. So Divi is a cryptocurrency, and their goal is to be the cryptocurrency that's so easy to use that your grandmother can use it. And that's going to be a niche. Now, not only will it be easy to use, but they've got this new next-generation wallet that's currently in beta, and it's in just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. You'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between, you know, Divi and Bitcoin and government money. And because of their relationship with Western Union, they'll be in 200 countries right off the bat, including the United States, and you can find out all about this at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, this is something that's coming. They're excited about it. They're doing a great job with it. They're working hard to make sure it's bug-free. But on top of that, you can start earning Divi now with one of their multi-tiered masternodes. Free Talk Live is involved in this, and we've been very successful with it, I must say. And so you can find out all about all this stuff at Divi Project, D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. Here's the article from, yeah, this is, I thought it was, and so it's H-I-T-C, hitc.com, written by Ava Edwards. Cancel culture started out as a movement to hold celebrities and public figures to account. Now it's spiraled into a divisive issue across generations. Over the past few years, in the wake of Me Too, and remember Me Too? They were great when they were holding touchy politicians, old male politicians, to account for their behavior. What's that?
Until one of theirs got hit.
That's right. Until one of theirs got hit. I miss Me Too. They sure would be great to see here in 2020, taking care of Joe Biden. And Black Lives Matter, those in the public eye have been held to account for their past transgressions, in many cases, way past. It started out with the revelation of serious criminal offenses, as in the case of Harvey Weinstein, R. Kelly, and many others in positions of power. In response to this, the public turned its attention to those in power who have got away with their racism, sexism, and other outward prejudices they've held while in power. Speaking of pedophilia rampant in Hollywood, and there's plenty of evidence of it. Well, I mean, I'm just talking about the Harvey Weinstein and, you know, these sorts of
things.
Sure. This has gone on for some time. It's not a secret. You just have to take a look. The folks at QAnon have found something interesting in the last couple of days. Have you guys seen this with the furniture?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, the Wayfair thing?
The Wayfair thing.
Oh, my goodness. What a bunch of nonsense.
Is it nonsense, or what is it?
Oh, are you talking about women's names on...
the missing cabinets. Children's name on...
Very expensive pieces of furniture.
Very expensive pieces of furniture, and by very expensive, I mean you could buy this at Home Depot for $200 and put it together, but for some reason Wayfair is selling it for $20,000.
So let me just put this out there then.
Okay.
So... if you think, like, they took some heat, right? Like, why didn't you just order one of these things and get a child delivered to you and then blow the roof off of it? That's not how it works.
No.
Right? If you order a $10,000, $20,000 cabinet, you're going to get a $20,000 cabinet.
Yeah.
At best, it's a money laundering scheme,
uh-huh,
right, where the person who already has taken possession of the child, right, finds a way to launder that through Wayfair, right? Which, by all means, fine. But that doesn't mean that you're going to buy children off of Wayfair.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Or that's going to be how you expose it. The way to expose it is basically what they have done, which is saying, this seems a little bit unreasonable. Someone should probably investigate this.
It does seem strange. I'll give you that. That's all I can say is that,
right,
why is that cabinet $13,000?
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about the missing children. I wouldn't make accusations, but... it sure is interesting. These pieces of furniture are absolutely ridiculous.
It's a known scam on eBay, too. Like, you're looking for something on eBay, whatever it happens to be, and you see something ridiculously priced, like well out of the range of what that item should be. That's a money laundering scheme.
Just how's it work? Not being interested in laundering money.
Well, just like art is one of those things that has no set price
right,
for it.
Right, you pay anything you want for
in the
something
same way,
on,
if you
paint
want
on
to,
canvas.
Yeah. If you want this money to be, okay, well, we spent that here, well, you can buy, you know, essentially a blank canvas or what have you for $1 million and no one's really going to bat an eye.
There's a money trace and a receipt trace through eBay or auction site or Wayfair that says, no, this money went toward this cabinet or this item or whatever, when really it was actually bought for the illicit stuff under the table.
So I get it, but in that case, you're going to have to pay income as the artist that sells it and receives $100,000 or $1 million or whatever you receive for
that's
the art.
Fee for laundering it, man.
I understand. Like, that's the cost.
But
check
it makes
this
it a
out.
Lot easier than having to deal with, okay, well, I got this from drugs or what have you.
Right.
Hey, and I was talking to a friend today and came up with an idea that, and again, this is not legal device. This is just two people talking, right? But apparently you don't have to pay taxes on a court settlement, on a like a suit settlement.
Oh, okay.
So if you got, say, $1 million from some dummy corp that you set up that turned crypto into USDs, and you won a settlement from them, because, I mean, a settlement, you don't even have to, I mean, really, you don't have to have a lawyer for a settlement, frankly. Yeah. You can just say that I received this in a settlement, and here it is. There's no taxes on a settlement.
So you just sue the crypto company, take your settlement money instead of your cash-out money, and then boom, tax-free.
That's what I contend.
It's going to be a lot less libertarian boat accident. If this works.
Now, as far as this situation goes, I have heard of having something on eBay or what have you where it's like, okay, well, this is a roll-top desk that is suddenly $10,000 because somewhere else in that picture is like a very rare plant or something like that.
Right. Yeah, same type of scam.
What's the rare plant have to do with it? I mean, like,
well,
you said
let's say you,
come
let's
with
say
it?
You have some hyper exotic orchids.
Right.
Now you can't ordinarily sell that just on the market because it's very exotic. You don't have the right paperwork for
right.
it.
Can't get across country
but
lines.
If you put that orchid on top of a roll top desk and you sell that roll top desk for $10,000, that's what they're actually buying.
I see.
Animal hide, ivory, certain things that are restricted. Right. You know that it's in the desk drawer or going to be shipped, you know, instead of the desk. But as far as eBay concerns, you sold the desk. They bought a desk and way too expensive. But the transaction was for this exotic plant or animal or whatever.
Yeah, ivory's really gone out of fashion these days. I mean, everybody
good
loves elephants. Yeah, it's pretty gross stuff. Anyway, the number, 855-450-3733. I swear I'll get into this article. 855-450-FREE. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We go off on tangents.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Despite surging numbers of new coronavirus cases, the Trump administration continues to push for schools to reopen this fall. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
The point is that kids have got to get back to school, and we can do that safely. And every community, every school can look at what their actual physical circumstances are and figure out ways to do this safely.
The president has threatened to hold back funding for schools that don't reopen. Dr. Tom Inglesby is with the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
I think issuing an ultimatum for schools opening is the wrong approach. I think guiding schools and helping schools with financial support and encouraging schools to follow CDC guidance and state health department guidance is the right way to go.
DeVos and Inglesby on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News. A military ship that's docked at a naval base in San Diego has caught fire, and first responders are having difficulty containing the blaze. The San Diego Fire Rescue Department says multiple agencies responded to the emergency aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard. At least 10 sailors are being treated for injuries. They're still investigating the cause of the fire. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is speaking out to ABC's This Week about President Trump granting clemency to longtime associate Roger Stone just days before he was sentenced to 40 months in prison.
It shouldn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. This should be offensive to you if you care about the rule of law and you care about justice.
Two officers in McAllen, Texas were shot and killed during a domestic violence complaint. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez says the suspect met the officers at the door.
The officers came here to maintain peace. Instead, they were taken down by gunfire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. Well, that's what we do here. Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Faithless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go right here into the story. Peakless Mountaineer, you wanted me to grab the text from this letter that Chomsky and J.K. Rowling had signed. Got it here from Boston.com. It says, the free exchange of information and ideas, the lifeblood of a liberal society, is daily becoming more constricted. While we have come to expect this on the radical right, sincereness is also spreading more widely in our culture. An intolerance of opposing views, a vogue for public shaming and ostracism, and the tendency to dissolve complex policy issues in a blinding moral certainty.
Seems like it's more prevalent in their culture than it is on the right.
I don't know. I mean, okay. You know, like maybe the far right, whatever they're referring to. I'm not here to critique their particular statement. I would agree that liberals have long believed that people need to be able to speak, and if they cannot speak, that new ideas will not be introduced. Ladies and gentlemen, this is at threat right now with this newest generation of liberals. They just can't put up with the idea that somebody might have a different idea than them. In many cases. I mean, you know, not all of them, but there
are. What are they going to do when people start acting on different ideas?
Right.
Certainly the loudest voices this is true of.
Right. And this is where you get the memes on the internet. Everything I disagree with is literally Nazism, right? I mean, you know, that people, I've had people call me a Nazi on the internet, you know, and it isn't a great feeling. So I'm just saying.
Okay. I don't worry about what people say on the internet.
What was the rule that any argument will eventually devolve into calling someone Hitler?
Yeah, I can't remember. There is a that somebody's rule that on the internet. I can't remember that. You'd have to look that up. Hitler's rule. I'm in the middle of reading here.
But yeah, as far as blaming it all on the right, I mean, there's definitely a good tactic too. You speak to the people on the right from the perspective of the right. You speak to the people on the left from the perspective of the left if you want them to actually hear you out.
But in many cases, the people on the left and right these days don't even want to hear that much. Like, we're to the point that everybody's got to agree with everybody on everything, or there's some kind of problem.
You're canceled. That's the thing.
And it's getting outrageous. If the leftists are going to do it, the righties are going to be alongside pretty quick.
Disagreeing with me is hate speech.
Right. And we're, Al Gore said there was two Americas, and that was 20 years ago. There really is two Americas at this point, and they don't even speak each other's language. They speak they speak languages that are similar enough, just enough to make each other mad, but they really can't communicate.
You know, I gotta say, until this started happening, I didn't quite understand the story in the Bible of Babel, where they just changed languages and suddenly they're all speaking different languages. I just couldn't wrap my head around that happening until, well, communist means exactly the opposite to one group or another, and it's the same thing with capitalist.
Right. Everything now is socialist, but nothing is about state ownership of the means of production. So, I don't even know. And I'm as guilty as anybody with the socialism thing, because it feels like socialism, whatever the heck these leftists are talking about in many cases. But that's not what that is. Single payer isn't necessarily state ownership of the means of production.
It's socialized.
It's socialized, not socialism. Yeah.
Well, I mean, now that the Fed is officially part of the government, we really have moved in that direction.
Yep. We have watched as celebrities all over the world get canceled for past or current actions. Old interviews, performances, and writings have been pulled up from the depths of social media to hold such celebrities to account. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is the most recent to face such a severe backlash in response to her comments on the trans community. But has cancel culture gone too far? That's what over 150 public figures are now arguing in an open letter. And what was Rowling's thing on trans?
From what I understand of it, she considered it a new form of homophobia.
Okay, explain that to me.
Well, beforehand, if you were male and you were attracted to men, that was something that they had fought to make acceptable in our culture. So if you're like, especially if you're like 14 years old and you're like, no, I like my own gender. Whereas today, if you are 14 years old and sort of trying to figure things out, there's a much higher probability you'll end up chemically castrated and turned into a woman.
Got it. Celebrated American linguist and philosopher Noam Chomsky has signed his name to the open letter to many of his fans' dismay, because Chomsky's lionized as everything that is right with the left. But what the leftists, these young leftists don't understand is they're everything that's wrong with the left. The reason you don't agree with Chomsky is because you've lost your minds.
You no longer get the mantle of left because he is the king.
Right.
And what he says is left.
Yeah, and the one thing I really love about this is that this is the author of Manufacturing Consent. So he really does know a thing or two when it comes to manufacturing a single narrative that everyone has to agree to. I mean, he made an entire documentary many years ago on how this is done with the media.
Right.
How it's all the same story from every single outlet.
Let's see here. It says, this letter decried the current climate of cancel culture, claiming it intensified a new set of moral attitudes and political commitments that tend to stifle public debate and tolerating differences. Yep. Chomsky is among those who signed their name. And Chomsky 91 is distanced from the Gen Z world of cancel culture. See, Gen Z, those people aren't. Are pretty young at this point, up to say 25.
They're the currently young. I don't know if they have a generation after Gen Z at this point.
Don't know if they must have one, but they're still wedding themselves.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of thing. My son would be Gen Z or iGen, which is I reject the no Gen Z is millennial. Excuse me.
Gen Z is born after millennials.
Generation.
Millennial okay. is Gen Y.
Okay. Right. Okay. I got lost for a second.
Because Zennial comes in between Gen X and millennial, and that's a weird one too.
Right. So Gen X is. I don't think any generation should be named after another generation. I think that's wrong. So I kind of like iGen as opposed to Gen Z.
Okay.
Which just doesn't seem right. I mean, you know, like they've got their own voice, whatever that is. If you take this notion that people who are born over the course of 16 or 17 years are somehow the same, which is obviously ridiculous, then they should at least get their own name from being named the same way.
Well, and the idea is that the most important events of those people's lives are the same events, not that they will take them the same way. And personally, I like the term Zoomer.
What's Zoomer?
Zoomer.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. It takes both, though.
Plays off of Boomer, though. That's yeah. not their
and
own
Boomer and Gen Z. It definitely does. It plays off of Boomer and Gen Z.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, we'll see what history will determine what these people are called. But millennials weren't born at the turn of the millennium, they were growing up over the course of the millennium. What I personally like, if anybody cares what I particularly like when talking about it.
Boomers.
Is I like I do like those. No, I don't like boomers. To me, boomers are a bunch of commies, a bunch of failed socialists. and who would call themselves the greatest generation? My God.
Well, it's all been downhill from there. So.
God.
You can call yourself whatever you like if you fought the actual Nazis.
I mean, Gen X. Gen X is at least just named after Billy Idol's old band. I mean, you know, big deal. That's no big claim to fame. I like the 80s kid, 90s kid, you know, a millennial or whatever. And you can pick your own just depending on when you sort of came to being as an adult or whatever it is. You know, I was born in the 70s, but no one would consider, I don't know anything about disco. So, you know, anyway, I think that's a better way to describe it. We'll go on with this here shortly. 855 450 free. What do you think about the left and freedom of speech? Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
There was no music.
I think we were chatting and missed the thing there.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, the number 855-450-3733. Going on with this article from HitC.com, quoting Noam Chomsky, from well before this letter was sent out, if you believe in freedom of speech, you believe in freedom of speech for views you don't like. Goebbels was in favor of freedom of speech for views he liked. So was Stalin. If you're really in favor of free speech, then you're in favor of freedom of speech for precisely the views that you despise. Otherwise, you're not in favor of free speech. And this isn't what cancel culture these days is sort of about. They just can't tolerate this notion. Apparently, the publication of the letter ended with the irony of people canceling Noam Chomsky. You know, the leftist.
Oh,
leftist
trying
here.
To. He's bulletproof at this point, man.
I tend to think so. Many are now calling for the linguist to be canceled for signing the letter, some of whom were not aware of Chomsky before. Right?
There you go.
Like they're
they don't even understand their own history.
Right, they don't know. This point has not been lost on many of Chomsky's remaining supporters. One fan tweeted, apparently he was canceled now for signing a letter pro-open dialogue, which is forbidden on the internet, apparently, and 17-year-olds now think they're better Chomsky's than Chomsky. It's a rabbit hole. Enter at your own risk. Another added, Noam Chomsky having his entire life canceled over signing a letter. This is why I have to take frequent breaks from this hellscape. I love that. Hellscape.com. It should be my new website.
Trademark.
Yeah. And they end up the article here with a picture of an old guy, not Noam Chomsky, Googling on the internet, you know, using a laptop. It says, Noam Chomsky right now Googling what canceled and Stan means. So.
Yeah, that's one of the more entertaining parts about this. Apparently, a 91-year-old man is kicked off of social media.
Whatever will he do?
And the amazing part of it, yeah, he's not on Twitter anyway, right? The amazing part of this is that this is the guy that built leftism to some extent that these people are talking about. Like, this is your intellectual grandfather, and you idiots, you mouth-breathing dullards, You rash, scratching morons. No, it's just, I'm not talking about that guy in particular. You rash, scratching morons that, you know, like, these kids don't know what they're talking about, and they're talking about canceling these adults in the room because they can't handle the arguments.
Well, but if there's enough of them, right, this is the thing, is that there's enough of them, they don't have to handle it, right? If cancel culture works, they don't have to hear those opposing viewpoints, those opposing voices. They go to college, right? They get the professors
well, canceled. It worked on college campuses. This is what the leftist professors get. This is what they deserve, is for allowing these students, for inciting these students in many cases, to run off some speaker or another that's being brought in to bring some opposing view. Instead of asking a question, stating something, whatever the case may be, engaging in kind of argument.
A good old-fashioned debate.
Yep.
Well, and if your viewpoint is anything less than zealotry, then you actually kind of want to hear these things if for no other reason than to make fun of them. I mean, personally, I really like hearing well-thought-out ideas that I completely disagree with, so I can at least get the perspective that other, you know, thinking people have that's different than mine.
I ended up in a debate with a college professor who was actually saying something to the effect of, essentially, people who aren't white can't have free speech because they don't have the same platforms that white people have. And so, therefore, freedom of speech is a problem, because it's only for white people.
It's a privilege.
Right? Freedom of speech is a privilege.
And I don't remember the internet checking my melanin count.
Right. You can get out there. Black Twitter is real. And you can go on there, and there's all kinds of crazy ideas floating by out there, and frankly in lots of other locations. You'll find out at some point or another that many of these core people in the BLM movement aren't just about black rights, they're about commie rights as they see them. So, and the labor theory of value, whether you believe it or not, has still been pretty thoroughly debunked. I said that one time on social media. Somebody said, "What's that?" And I did that.
Good.
Don't
even worry about it.
Let me Google that for you.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Like, do you people not know how to use a search engine?
See, but I've seen a post recently where they moved the goalposts for the labor theory of value. It's no longer what you think of as the labor theory of value,
okay,
but the amount of expertise that goes into your labor that qualifies it. So the market phenomenon is already in effect. There has to be demand for it. And if you have more expertise in a field that is demanded, well, then, of course, your labor is worth more than someone who doesn't.
That isn't the labor theory of value.
They've moved the definition. That's what I'm telling you. They've changed it.
To reality?
Yes.
Right.
So now you laugh, but if they push that hard enough, right, that will become the accepted definition for labor theory of value, and it will take hold. The concept of labor theory of value will take hold, and then they'll move it back to the original idea.
Oh, you're right about that. Yeah, absolutely. What is this, the Mott and Bailey form of debate that was always used with feminism? The Mott being, I think it's the Bailey is sort of the castle, but call it the castle in the courtyard is a better way to describe it. The castle is, well, feminism is that the belief that men and women should be treated equally.
Sounds good.
Until the marauders step away from the besiegement, the siege is over, because who could disagree with that statement? And then they're out in the courtyard with, you know, men, white men are destroying America and blah 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 blah. And then when besieged, they run back to the castle, which is their unassailable point. Let's go to Jerome, calling in from Charleston. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening. Hey. Did you happen to see some of these old tapes of Trump's comments, some of the sleazier ones? No, I mean, not the ones where they spend these paying off, you know, porn stars and paying off other women that he was hanging out with, if that's what you want to call it. But the one where he says, not real new, but hey, they're new enough to me because I ain't never seen them before, but I saw them now. The one where he said he's doing an interview with his daughter, Ivanka. And they asked him, what do you ask Ivanka, what do you and your father have in common? She said real estate and golf. And then they asked him, he said sex. Ew! Hello.
Yeah, I remember that one's not terribly new, but yeah, I've seen that one.
Jerome,
here's what my concern is here. My concern is that if this turns, and it will, turns towards who's creepier, the guy who probably committed lewd and lascivious acts on an employee, I don't know of any of these people.
Have you proved that? What are you talking about?
I can't prove it. Nope. But I got a person.
But your mind went there, Jerome.
Who's got a pretty good story.
I can't prove a lot of really creepy behavior with very young children.
Hey, I got another one for you.
All right.
They asked him, the one where Trump's the interview with his daughter. He said, hey, she's so hot. If she wasn't my daughter, I'd be dating her.
He said that,
Now, how you like? Oh, what about the one with the woman? He's at the podium talking, and this pretty young woman walks past him, and as she's walking past him, she reaches out and grabs his crotch. And then he says, in 10 years, I'm going to be dating. See that woman going out there on the elevator? In 10 years, I'm going to be dating her. If he does,
got admirer's confidence,
enough,
man.
If he's sleazy enough.
It's pretty sleazy.
That was Obama, man. If that was Obama, hey, Laura Ingraham would be doing 24/7 shifts on stories like that, okay? But no, it's Donald J.
Thanks for the call, Jerome. Appreciate it. I don't like our choices between the two crooked old perverts, and wish we didn't have them, but... Sure. That seems to be the way it is. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to vote for a crooked old pervert. You could choose to not vote. You could vote for one of the minor party candidates, like I'm going to, Joe Jorgensen, or if I can vote. I'm not entirely sure with my resident status whether I'll be able to vote or not. We'll see. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks at all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.